We're anticipating the full release of this report, but to give us some expert insight, Hans von Spakovsky from the Heritage Foundation joins us now. Hans, thanks for coming on. We appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. So as we're all sitting here on the edge of our seats waiting for this report to come out that talks about the way the Justice Department handled the Hillary email scandal or whatever, if you will, what are you expecting for us to really see? What kind of meat do you expect to see in this report?
Well, you know, I think some people may be a little disappointed in the report. Look, what the IG is going to come out with, I'm sure, is criticisms of Comey and potentially others at the FBI and DOJ for violating the procedural rules there. And to give you an example of that, very clearly we all know, and I'm a former DOJ lawyer, that Comey violated basic procedures when he held a news conference and said, we're not going to prosecute Hillary Clinton. And the reason that violated basic rules and procedures is that he wasn't the attorney general. You know, the FBI's job is to investigate cases. They then send the results of their investigation to the attorney general, and the attorney general and the DOJ lawyers are the ones who decide whether or not to prosecute. So he basically stepped outside of the role he's assigned. I think what's going to disappoint people is I doubt that the IG is going to comment at all on the actual decision himself. And let me tell you what I mean by that. Remember, Comey said, we're not going to prosecute Hillary Clinton because she doesn't meet the legal standard under the applicable law. Well, I can tell you that's wrong because there's a federal statute. You know, he said, well, she didn't have the intention to violate the law. Well, the federal law in question, which has to do with the mishandling of classified materials, you don't have to have an intent to break the law if you're grossly negligent in your handling of classified material. You can be prosecuted, mm-hmm. And there isn't any lawyer around who wouldn't tell you that what Hillary Clinton did easily met that grossly negligent standard. But I don't think we're going to get any criticism from the IG on that substantive issue, and that's probably going to disappoint a lot of people.
Yeah, I know people. There's a lot of information out there about what people want to hear, and that the question about what we're actually going to hear, it's going to be important to separate the two. Is there a specific thread that connects what we're going to see in the IG report or the Hillary scandal to the investigation into potential Russia collusion? Is there any connection there, or are these completely separate instances?
They are completely separate instances. Now, supposedly the IG is doing a separate investigation into that, but no, one of them really doesn't have anything to do with the other. So again, folks who are looking for anything in here that might reflect on the so-called Russia collusion investigation, they're not going to find that.
So, and then the other question I have about James Comey specifically, he's already been fired, so he's already lost his job.
Right.
If we find out that he was not doing his job correctly, the insubordination accusation that has been out there already, is there anything that will come down on James Comey, or is it just an adjustment of his character in the public eye?
It's the latter. Now, the only way something different would happen is if, as opposed to simply criticizing his behavior for, you know, violating Justice Department rules and regulations, if the IG were to say that he broke a federal law, well, then it would be up to the Justice Department to decide whether he should be prosecuted. And a good example of that is the IG report that was released on Andrew McKay, remember the number two guy mm-hmm. at FBI? Because remember, in that report, the IG said that McCabe had lied to other FBI agents and had lied to the IG's own investigators when they were questioning him about the leak of information to the Wall Street Journal. That is now being examined by the Justice Department to see whether or not they're going to prosecute Andrew McCabe for lying to a federal agent, which, as you know, is a violation of federal law.
Yeah, definitely. So when this report comes out, there's been discussion about from Sessions that maybe, you know, new heads could roll here. Is there anybody who we're thinking is immediately in the crosshairs for something like that, or is it a matter of just truly waiting to see what happens? You know, like you said, it might be not as exciting for folks as anticipated.
Yeah, we don't really know if there's going to be anybody else that potentially is going to be fired or disciplined, because we just don't have enough information about what's going on. I'll give you another example, though, of a question which I hope the IG is going to answer, and that is, if you'll recall, Huma Abedin, remember, and mm-hmm. Cheryl Mills, who were the two top aides to Hillary Clinton, they were granted immunity by the FBI when they were investigating this case in exchange for turning their laptops over to FBI investigators. That was completely unnecessary to give these folks immunity. What the FBI could have easily done is subpoena the laptops.
Yeah.
They didn't have to extend them immunity. That looks like it was a political favor because to Hillary Clinton's top aides, because there's really no other explanation for it. I'm going to be looking in this IG report as to whether or not they cover that issue and whether the granting of immunity was somehow justified by for some reason we don't know about.
So when the IG report is released, you said that's one thing you're going to be looking for.
Right.
What's the biggest thing that folks are anticipating, or the biggest thing that people are looking for a decisive response to when it comes to the IG report? What's the question that people want answered the most?
I think the question they probably want answered the most is, did politics and partisanship color what the FBI was doing, the way they conducted the investigation, the reasons for various actions that they took? You know, I think it was Bloomberg News yesterday said that they'd gotten a leaked copy of the summary, and that the summary supposedly says that, well, Comey didn't make decisions for partisan political reasons, even though he violated regulations. But we know, for example, remember that Peter Strzok, one of the FBI officials, he's the guy who's tens of thousands of texts with his mistress, who was another FBI employee, have been released, showed unbelievable bias against Donald Trump and in favor of Hillary Clinton. And it's going to be interesting to see what the IG says about Peter Strzok and whether that somehow influenced what was going on in this investigation.
Yeah, well, there's a report out right now that Fox News has that says a quote from a text from Lisa Page to Peter Strzok, and it says, "Trump's not ever going to become president, right?" And Strzok responds, no, he won't. We'll stop it." Well, that's, you know, I could think of the things that I've texted in my, you know, to my husband or whatever friends. And I don't know that if you expose those for the whole world, that everything that I intended to say in a text message would be exactly how it'd be perceived in the general public that has a slant. But these text messages are not doing any favors to the people who are kind of in the limelight right now because of this investigation.
Oh no! And in fact, what they have done, what people like Peter Strzok have done, is they have severely damaged the reputation of the FBI, and it's going to take a long time to repair that.
If James Comey is shown in this report to not have acted in political bias, there still is some fallout from this entire scenario. Correct, with what has been uncovered as to the goings on behind the scenes of the Justice Department, and specifically with this text, would you say that the Justice Department has taken quite a hit?
Yes, yeah, they have also, and when you add on, look, right now we're just talking about the Clinton investigation, but they've also taken a tremendous amount of hits because of the way they seem to have mishandled the Russian collusion investigation, too. So a lot of damage, not just to the FBI, but also to the Justice Department.
Hans von Spakovsky with the Heritage Foundation. Find everything Heritage at heritage.org. Thank you so much for providing this insight. We have the report that CNN says it will be released at 1 p.m. here Central, so in about 20 minutes. So we will be watching.
Yep. Thanks. We'll see it. 500 pages.
Yep. We'll get through them in the next 2 hours. Thanks, right. Hans. Appreciate it.